When an Islamic Social Services agency first announced plans to open a clinic in northeast Philadelphia, some local residents reacted in fear. Shams Clinic opened its doors to the entire community yesterday afternoon, and organizers say they hope to quell lingering concerns. WHYY Shai Ben Yaakov was there.
The grand opening of Shams Clinic started with a prayer from the Quran. Speaking in part about the diversity of our languages and colors, the prayer seemed to echo the clinic's mission. It's open to everyone who needs it, but the all-volunteer staff make no apologies about its roots in an Islamic organization.
I'm really hoping today, with the grand opening, people will just see that we're really not different from other, you know, organizations. So
that's the clinic's medical director, Dr. Amar Shahid.
You know, we've reached out to the local churches, you know, synagogues, local businesses, and let them know that, sure, we're under a Muslim name and a Muslim kind of leaders, but we're open to everyone, and like I said, we're not discriminating based on race or culture, even where you're from. It's the whole community is helping, not just the Muslims here.
Councilman Bobby Heenan has been a longtime proponent of the clinic, but says initially he received some angry phone calls, some from residents wary of what exactly would be happening at the clinic, and others that were outright racist. Heenan says they represent a small but vocal group in the neighborhood, which has become home to a growing immigrant population.
You can see northeast Philadelphia changing in its diversity, right? So there is a need for the underserved and certain, you know, diverse cultures and rich communities, which I think this clinic provides to northeast Philadelphia.
Pretty typical, you know, doctor space with the diagnostic panel, the exam room bench and everything.
Maz Bakai, the clinic's outreach coordinator, takes me on a tour of the small suite of offices and exam rooms. The clinic serves anyone who doesn't have insurance or can't afford copays.
But the other thing we're going to check for is their income levels.
They offer medical checks, a mental health clinic, and social services like connecting patients with food pantries or shelters and helping them sign up for insurance. The clinic will initially operate with limited hours on Saturdays. Shahid hopes to expand those hours in the coming months. Shai Ben Yaakov, WHYY News.